This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Top of that, of purportedly, based on what he said today, things are so screwed up for a couple of people or more close to him that it's taken his attention away from football, and he's got to concentrate on that and deal with that before he commits to playing. And you know, I don't know if Pat asked him specifically when he thought that personal stuff was going to get figured out, but it definitely did not sound like anytime soon. So, Steelers fans out there, and look, I did not want Aaron Rodgers to go on McAfee's show today and say, I'm coming to the Steelers. What I don't get, some people have said this on our station, I don't get why either fans or, I guess, because I guess I am a fan, I don't get why fans want Aaron Rodgers for the drama. Oh, it'd be good for business. I don't think it's fun. You know, oh, it'd be fun. I want to be entertained. I'm not entertained by in-house fighting and a team that's got drama queens on it and guys that point fingers at each other and they lose and then they point fingers at one another. That's not fun football to me. I'm entertained by a team that wins. I'm entertained by a team that knows how to win big games. And the Steelers have not had that personality in a very, very long time. If I want to be entertained by backstabbing and lying and people wanting to fight each other, I'll go put the Kardashians on or something like that. That's not why I watch Steelers games. Entertaining product Steelers football is not a quarterback who throws people under the bus and a coach who makes excuses for people and gets away with mediocre results every year. I don't get off watching that kind of product and having a team that conducts itself that way. I don't know why any fan would feel that way, honestly. So we heard an Aaron Rodgers who's no closer to signing and might be further away, might get further away if things go south or go badly for these people who apparently mean the world to him that are close to him. And he said he came to Pittsburgh because he wanted to do his due diligence, which is what we said. When I say we, I mean like a lot of people in the media and myself. When he came here, like, yeah, it was a good sign that he stopped what he was doing to come visit the Steelers and went out of his own way to visit the Steelers. But that was a get-to-know-you session. That was not a, like, you're close to signing, so let's cross T's and dot I's situation. The Post-Gazette is running a headline on this story that says, Aaron Rodgers offers little clarity on his future. I disagree with that. Clarity, to me, means we now know more than we did before he talked. And we do. It's not the answers that the Steelers wanted to hear from Aaron Rodgers. It's not him getting closer to scratching that football itch and wanting to get out there and prove naysayers wrong and get back to winning in 2025. it's a clear signal from him that football doesn't mean as much to him as it used to. He said that. He mentioned, like, his personal relationship, whoever he's dating right now, like, that being a big deal. This is not Tom Brady after he got cut loose by New England looking for a team where he could stick it to Bill Belichick and win and get the last laugh. We did not hear that kind of guy today. So how does that make you feel about the Steelers and where they go from here? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Here is John on the fan. Hello, John.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, I understand the quarterback's the most important position on the field, but if we don't fix our offensive line, we're going to be averaging no matter who's behind this offensive line.
Well, how do they fix their offensive line? They've invested first-round picks and tackles the last 2 years. They got a center in the second round last year. They've got one of the highest-paid guards in the NFL. What else do you want them to do with that? Hello? Is that it? Yeah, the offensive line needs to get better, but I don't know what else they could do to try to make it better. Here's Kyle on the fan. Maybe fire the offensive line coach. That would be a good answer. Kyle, you're on the fan. Hello.
Hey, I get so tired of Aaron Rodgers' smartest guy in the room attitude and the way he talks. Like, he's just so much more intelligent than everybody else. But with that being said, I do think if the Steelers' goal is to win the most games they possibly can next year, he is the answer. It's either that or you roll with Mason Rudolph, who will just continue your streak of mediocrity, or you take a young quarterback in the draft, throw him in, and let him play, because, let's be honest, can't be much worse than Mason Rudolph.
Well, hold on a second. So you said Aaron Rodgers is their best chance to win. What makes you think he doesn't extend their run of mediocrity?
I mean, he could possibly extend their run of mediocrity, but I would put the over-under on wins with him at starting quarterback probably at least three games higher than if you have Mason Rudolph or you have a rookie.
All right, so let's play the game then. What do you think how many games do you think they win if they get Aaron Rodgers for 17 games this year?
If you get Aaron Rodgers for 17 games and you get T.J. Watt re-signed and he's playing, I think you can win 10 to 11 games. And okay. I think that's a playoff. I think that's a playoff team. I think with Mason Rudolph, you're 7 or 8.
All right, what's the difference between the two, other than the optics of Mike Tomlin's continued his winning season streak or non-losing season streak?
Well, I think 10 or 11 gets you into the playoffs, and once you're in the playoffs, who knows what happens? I mean, anybody can go on a run. Anybody can get hot.
Really? We know what happens with this team. They get their barn doors blown off in the playoffs every year.
Hey, I don't disagree, but if your goal is to win the most, if I was the Pittsburgh Steelers
I would draft
a rookie.
Okay, and I've said the same thing, but the hope that Rodgers helps you win games in the playoffs is interesting. I'm using you as a prop here to make a bigger point, but I do want you to respond. Since Aaron Rodgers beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, which happened 15 years ago, when has he played well in the playoffs?
Yeah, I can't give you a definite answer on that. I mean, the end of his run with the Packers, I mean, he won two MVPs, and then his last season with
his regular seasons have been extraordinary. You're right, four MVPs. Thanks for the call. He's kind of got a Peyton Manning reputation. Great regular season quarterback, shrinks in playoff games. And I've heard before we thought we had a dog in the Aaron Rodgers fight, Ben Roethlisberger backers and supporters would call into this station repeatedly and say things like, Ben is a better all-time quarterback than Rodgers because Ben's been to three Super Bowls and Rodgers has only been in one. And Rodgers can't win the big game since 2010. He basically's got the same cross to bear as Mike Tomlin. Sorry, I probably shouldn't say that, Holy Week. He's got the same issue as Mike Tomlin.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
4:15, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. The draft is a week from today, tonight, but you wouldn't know it from our conversation so far today because it's been all Aaron Rodgers all the time after Rodgers surprised everyone by making an impromptu visit on the Pat McAfee show and sounding off for 40 minutes. And once again, Steelers fans who want Aaron Rodgers got their hopes up. They thought he was going to go on there and make an announcement that he was signing here or make it sound like he was close to coming here, and neither one of those two things happened. Complimented Mike Tomlin, complimented Pittsburgh, all those niceties, but said anything is possible, and that retirement is still one of those things. Yippee. Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, one of our favorites, is back with us. Steve, your take on what you heard from Aaron Rodgers today.
First off, can I request that Rocky IV always is part of my intro music?
Donnie, can we do that?
Anything at Rocky IV is fine.
I'll write down the number there and hope.
Steve, your wish is our command.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys. Here's my the bottom line on the Rodgers thing and why I don't know if the Steelers should really want him is at any point historically when a QB was mulling retirement, has it ever gone well when they decided to play?
From Brett Favre in 2009, and that's where I'm going to stop.
Was he really mulling retirement before going to the Vikings? I can't remember how bad that was. Was it that year or was it the year after?
I mean, it was really bad in 2010 with him, but the season between the Jets and the Vikings, it looked like he might not play, and then he made a decision, I think, in August.
He was unbelievable that year. Okay, that would be the one. But even Brady, Big Ben, Rodgers last year, I mean, it's not great. So it's not a good – probably not a good starting point there. But, yeah, I mean, that's – the draft is in a week. Like, you got to make decisions for your team, so you have to know what your quarterback's doing. And it doesn't seem like Rodgers is close at all to having a decision at this point.
So you've been consulted by NFL front offices. You, I think, aspire to work in one, to run one. If you were Omar Khan right now, or better said Mike Tomlin, because he really runs the front office, what would you be thinking? What would you be doing as far as quarterback goes with the draft 7 days from now?
So depending on where their evaluations are, I don't know if they have a round one grade on Dard or Milrow or any of those guys. But I think you got to take a shot somewhere, round one or round three. And now I like the second tier of quarterbacks in this draft. And I think Milrow's in the second tier. I think Will Howard and all of them. You know, there's probably five guys. Dylan Gabriel, I've mentioned on the show before. Kyle McCord. I think all those guys are in the second tier with some sort of developmental upside. You have to take one of those guys at least. I don't know that they're getting a starter. And then I would say if Shadur falls, you might consider that a 21. So that's where I am. I think you have to anticipate taking somebody, though, in the middle rounds, and there should be at least one of those guys available.
So this is my four-point plan on what they should do. You ready to hear it?
Yes, absolutely.
Draft Sanders 21st. That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, if Sanders is gone, take Shuck, Howard, or McCord. Number three, let Shuck, Howard, or McCord start at the beginning of the year. Point four, if when Shuck, Howard, McCord stink, play Rudolph.
Okay.
You like it?
I mean, it's one of the better, relative to the other options. Man, Shuck, I liked Shuck on all of his film. Did you see that one play that was making the rounds? Like,
yes.
I almost want to eliminate him from the board.
You talked about that, and then I went and found it, and I wanted to throw it at myself when I saw it. No, it's okay.
Look, it's like one play, I just want to eliminate him completely.
Steve, the reason why I specifically named those three quarterbacks is because, unlike Milroe, to me, like, the Steelers were so bad at picking a time and a point for when Pickett was going to go in, that I just don't trust them if they get Jalen Milroe, who's very raw, to find the time in 2025 to put him in and make a good evaluation on him. So I'd almost rather take the guy that's 23 like Howard or 26 like Shuck or McCord, 22, whatever he is, and just give him the entire runway of this offseason, mini camp, training camp, preseason, prepare him to play, and then see how he does. And if not, then your fallback option is Mason Rudolph, and he's used to doing that. I don't like the idea of starting Rudolph, and then whenever he falls on his face, let's just willy-nilly throw the other guy in there and see what he can do. I'd rather prepare the kid all year to start than not give him those reps and then just say, hey, let's see what you can do. Thoughts?
Yeah, just because the guys are older, they still need to adjust to the NFL and everything. So I actually thought what New England did last year with Drake May was really smart. And no matter how old the quarterback is, that, you know, Jacoby Brissett was the starter. They knew he was a bridge starter. They essentially declared as such. And they gave May 30 to 40% of the reps during practice as the backup.
I don't trust Mike to do that because I think Mike is going to try to win every game like that Sunday's the Super Bowl. I like what you're saying, but I just can't see Mike getting into that headspace. Steve.
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge. And this is why I don't know if you guys were critical of the Falcons last year when they drafted Michael Penix. I mean, they did it so they're not having this conversation. Now, it doesn't mean Michael Penix is the answer, but they drafted a QB when they didn't, quote, need one, because who wants to have this decision? Do I take Tyler? Do I have Tyler Shuck, Will Howard, or Mason Rudolph? Like, who wants to get to that point, you know? So you got to be creative and aggressive and just take some shots. And that's
all right.
I always talk about, really quick, I talk about the uncertainty of the quarterback position. Part of that is, like, you could be wrong if you don't like a guy, and he could be good, like I was with Josh Allen, like other people were with Jordan Love. And the payout of that is just incredible when you finally hit on the guy.
Well, that's why I wanted to ask you, because I said that Aaron Rodgers is a symptom of the bigger problem, which is the way the Steelers have gone about trying to fill this position. And look, you're right, people get it wrong. Bill Belichick drafted Mac Jones in the first round, took a shot on Cam Newton. Like, he didn't get it right post-Brady. So, obviously, no one's perfect. But the process counts for something. How you tried to fix it matters to me. And I think the Steelers' process has been really bad. What do you think their biggest mistake has been in trying to get the quarterback position right in the last few years?
So, I look at what the Eagles did in 2020, where they spent a second-round pick on Jalen Hurts. And they didn't need one at the time, right? They had Carson Wentz, and Wentz was pretty good leading up to that point. Maybe soured a little bit by that, but they drafted when they didn't need one. I mean, I'd go all the way back to Big Ben and say they should have been taking shots back then on second and third rounders, or maybe even a first rounder at the right time. It's tough to do, man. I mean, it's tough to say, hey, we got one last shot with Big Ben. Let's get the next guy in there. But look, the Packers did it. They dealt with the uncomfortable conversation with Aaron Rodgers. They also somehow motivated him into two MVP seasons, and then they transitioned to Jordan Love. So I'm not saying you can replicate that exactly, but you have to take shots at the quarterback position, in my opinion, because then you're sitting here. I mean, the Colts have been doing this for years. they finally tried to draft somebody in Anthony Richardson. He might not be the guy. That's fine. But they would have still been in the same revolving door of veterans, Phillip Rivers and Jacoby Brissett and Carson Wentz, not necessarily in that order. Like you can either say we can win like that with the Marcus Mariotas and Carson Wentzes of the world, just Justin Fields, give me whoever, or you're trying to look for the next long-term guy. And I think you just have to continue to use draft capital on those players.
Steve, what do you say to the Steelers fans that have called our show today and just think they should give Mason Rudolph the 2025 season and then figure it out after that?
Boy, Mason, that three-week stretch that he had at the end of 23 got him like a decade of goodwill, didn't he? You have a couple, you know, 96-yarder to George Pickens, and everybody loves you. I don't think Mason Rudolph is a good starter this year. I mean, maybe if you're okay with losing, you would probably have your first losing season in the Tomlin era, is my guess.
But would it be bad enough to get them in position to draft their guy next year?
Maybe. I think Tomlin's probably tank-proof, though. He's probably too good to only win four games. That's what it feels like. I mean, I said the same thing about Vrabel a few years ago, and he managed it. But I think the Steelers roster's too good to lose four, or to win four or five.
Text came in during this conversation that asks, now that we kind of know where Aaron Rodgers is out and where football ranks for him in his life, would it make you as the Steelers want to revisit Kirk Cousins after the draft?
I mean, Cousins might be a better option than Rodgers. If your goal is to maximize the win total of 2025, Cousins might be a better option. I really think this should be a let's think about the next couple of years type of season, though. You missed out on the musical chairs. You missed out. It's not a great year for free agent quarterbacks. They're just not available. And think about the long term and take a shot this year on a younger quarterback and deal with it. Or maybe you just punt. Maybe you do punt on this year, and next year there's just more QBs available over the next couple of years. I don't know. But I think you got to take some shots. And then, I don't think Cousins solves a whole lot. I don't trust him playing in the outdoors in the AFC North. I just don't trust that, the way Cousins was throwing the ball last year.
Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team, one of the absolute best. Steve, thanks so much. We'll talk again on draft day.
Yeah, thank you.
Segment is brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan beer of the month is Cindy's Hard Mountain Tea from Cinderlands Brewing. Benefiting partners for quality, that music means it's time for Donnie's football segment. The Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Malzi off today. So here's what Donnie's doing. He's producing this show. He's taking calls. He's preparing for this segment. He's then getting ready to host in an hour and a half. He's going to be on the air by himself from 6 to 10:35. Really, truly is one of the most dynamic sports talents in not only Pittsburgh, but also, I think, nationally. And I think more and more people are taking notice of that. And I think from time to time we need to appreciate the fact that we still have Donnie on this show and we still have Donnie contributing to this radio station when there are a lot of people out there who are clamoring for and dying for more Donnie football, and the fact that he chooses to do this with me and do this with Chris and do this with us still makes me very happy and very proud. So I just wanted to say that before Donnie started his football debrief for the day. Don?
I'm sure those people can live it up for the next 25 years when I'm still producing for you and Chris.
I'm going to sound like I did in the Pompey Annie George and Washington call.
Now it's time to go to the Donnie football debrief. They no longer play tackle football. They now play flag football. And the United States is getting ready to play in the Olympics against South Sudan for the gold medal in flag football.
Anyways.
The debrief, April 17, 2025. We are going to switch gears here from Aaron Rodgers, which may upset many people out there. Lee Corso announcing today.
Yeah.
The legendary college game day panelist, the legendary college coach who will be 90 years old in August. He will be stepping down after the week one 2025 edition of College Game Day. So August 30th is the big day to circle. That will be it for Lee Corso on College Game Day.
Do we know what game he's going to do? Do we know where they're headed for that day?
I'll pull up the schedule. I don't think they've announced what game they will have yet, though.
You think it's going to be West Virginia and Robert Morris?
Maybe it's Pitt and Duquesne.
Imagine that. I forgot that Pitt and Duquesne play week one. Ooh, let's see here. Alabama's at Florida State, and Corso coached at Florida State, Don. You have LSU at Clemson week one.
Texas, Ohio State.
Texas, Ohio State. Man, what a week one schedule this is. Is Texas, Ohio State a neutral site game, or is that in...
It's in Columbus.
Columbus.
And he has put on that Buckeye head, that Brutus head, more than any other mascot in college football.
I know, but here's the twist on that one. They don't do the Big Ten anymore. So ESPN won't have that game, right? That'll be like a big noon kickoff game.
Probably.
So,
unfortunately.
I think that kind of factors into the decision a little bit. No Penn State, Nevada, which is a reminder that, yes, Penn State will probably make the playoff. Yes, Penn State plays in the Big Ten, which is one of college football's premier conferences, second to the SEC. But it is absolutely a joke, and I know that Penn State fans will flip me off in their car and tell me to shut up and stop talking about their team. But it is a joke that their non-conference is Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova. Come on. Play a legitimate team, please, James Franklin. But you're smart enough to know that who you beat and who you play in the non-conference can probably only hurt you and not help you in 2025. You know, I had planned on making Corso part of PM Team Power Rankings, but that got bumped with the Aaron Rodgers move today. The question was going to be, inspired by Corso, Donnie, top five sports television personalities of all time. Because say what you will about Corso and what he's still able to do at 89, 90 years old, but the guy was a tremendous TV personality in his prime. Just as a kid who grew up loving sports and having his world and life revolved around sports, Saturday mornings in my house were spent watching Lee Corso on College Game Day, and Sundays in my house were spent watching Chris Berman on NFL Countdown. Just like those guys were just pillars, institutions. And I loved Corso because he was, you know, silly at times, but if he wanted to rip somebody, he would do it. He didn't kiss everybody's ass. He would be critical, and he would say that this team was overrated, or this coach wasn't that good, or this quarterback should have done this or that. And that's the kind of sports commentary I like, personally. I like when everybody on TV doesn't kiss each other's fannies. That's partly probably why, Donnie, you know, even though this is an NBA town, that's why I think that Charles Barkley show has been so popular for so long. Because they'll rip anybody and everybody on that show.
I mean, I think a lot of people share that same sentiment that you do, that you got through Saturday college football and you knew Lee Corso, and Lee Corso molded, think, multiple generations on Saturday mornings, and then Chris Berman doing the same thing on Sundays. But I mean, I have said for the last couple of years that it's kind of tough. You know, I know that Corso loved to do it, and you could just tell how much he loved to do it, and you could tell that Kirk Herbstreit was like a son to him.
Yeah.
And it almost makes me sad for Kirk, because we know how emotional he will be. But it was also clear that, you know, Corso was struggling on air the last couple of years, certainly. And
big time.
He would even have his segments limited to where he wasn't on the entire show like he used to be. But, yeah, that doesn't take away from all of the legendary moments of the past where he would trick people out with which mascot head he was going to select. I still remember I was in high school. I'm sitting on the couch. My dad's in his recliner. Lee Corso just drops an F-bomb when he decides he's going to switch it up on which mascot head to go with. He had to come back on like 10 minutes later, and they had to cut it to him, and he had to apologize.
How many times has he picked Pitt with a mascot head? Has he ever done it?
Well, if you recall, when they brought back the Backyard Brawl a couple of years ago, and they had the Thursday night opener. They had a special edition of Game Day inside the stadium. It wasn't like the full-fledged,
it was a mini
3 to 4 hour show. Yeah,
it was like their tune-up show for the season.
But Corso picked Pitt.
Is that the only time he's done it, I wonder?
Well, what about that time they played Notre Dame and then got their ass kicked?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I feel
that's,
like he picked
that was the
because,
Charlie Weiss, Dave Wannstedt game.
Yeah, and a lot of people going into that season, which that game was early, a lot of people didn't think Notre Dame would be very good.
So, according to Wikipedia, Pitt has appeared on College Game Day 3 times, including that opener in 2022, that great resumption of the Backyard Brawl opening game of the season. And Pitt's 2-1. So we've got the loss against Notre Dame, and we've got one win. What the hell is the other win? When else would Pitt have won? The 13-9 game was absolutely not a Backyard Brawl game. I mean,
so the show's been around
College Game Day game.
Yeah, so the show has been around since 1987, just to give you reference.
But Pitt wasn't really, I mean, they were solid for a couple of years there, Blue Bonnet Bowl in the late 80s, but they weren't like a team that would necessarily be College Game Day material. Let's see here if I can find it. They've hosted it twice in 2003 and 2022. The show visited Pittsburgh. Okay. So it says that they were there in 2003 for Virginia Tech. Does that sound right?
I do remember that V-Tech game being a very big one and a very good one.
Yes, they beat them. That's right. Is that the Lusaka Polite game?
That's the one that comes to mind.
Number 25 Pitt, November 8th, 2003, beat number 5 Virginia Tech, 31-28.
Yeah, Noah Hiles is texting me saying that was it.
There you go.
Marcus Vick at quarterback for VT.
Marcus Vick, who was like arrested for like throwing a milkshake on a cop or something like that at a McDonald's. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Hard times. Yeah, I'm going to miss Corso, but like, at the same time, I think I agree with what you're saying. If this is what you're saying, like, it was time. You know, so there's part of me that's also, like, happy that, you know, I don't have to, like, watch him kind of struggle to get through an answer on TV anymore. If that makes sense. Like, it would get awkward sometimes watching him in the last couple of years. It pains
right.
me to
like
say,
like, he would
true.
Really struggle to get through a segment.
Yeah.
And, like, you could also tell that Kirk just sitting next to him almost, like, pushing him along, like rooting for him to get through what he wanted to say. I think the tribute video for Lee Corso is going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome, is right. All right, Donnie, this was a great palate cleanser.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.